time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, everybody. Welcome back for another deep dive. You ready to jump in?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, fantastic. So today we are tackling machine learning. And we've got research papers, news articles, all sorts of stuff to really get into the nitty-gritty.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, I've been looking over all this stuff and pretty amazing some of the things that are happening.
Yeah, it really is transforming so many industries and even our daily lives.
Okay, so let's get started with maybe like just a basic definition. I think everyone kind of throws around this term machine learning, but what does it actually mean?
Yeah, so at its core, machine learning is all about enabling computers to learn from data.
Okay.
And improve their performance on a specific task over time without being explicitly programmed for every single scenario.
So instead of programming like step-by-step instructions, it's more about
feeding the computer a massive amount of data.
Gotcha.
And allowing it to find patterns and relationships in that data.
Okay, so it's kind of like how we learn as humans, right? Like we're exposed to new information, we make connections, and we get better at things over time.
Exactly. It's like teaching a dog a new trick. You reward them when they get it right, and they learn through repetition and feedback.
Okay, so the computer is the dog in this scenario.
In a way, yes. The computer is learning through trial and error, adjusting its algorithms based on the data it's receiving.
That's really fascinating. And you mentioned industries. This is something that's not just theoretical. It's actually being applied in the real world in all kinds of different ways.
Absolutely. And one of the most exciting areas where machine learning is making a huge impact is healthcare.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was reading about some incredible breakthroughs in disease diagnosis and treatment.
There are some amazing things happening. For instance, there's a team at Stanford that developed an AI model that can diagnose skin cancer from images.
Really?
And get this, it's actually more accurate than dermatologists in some cases.
Wait a second. AI is outperforming trained doctors? How is that even possible?
It all comes down to pattern recognition. The AI was trained on a massive data set of images of both cancerous and non-cancerous moles, and it learned to identify subtle differences that even experienced doctors might miss.
So it's like the AI has seen so many examples that it can pick up on patterns that humans might overlook.
Exactly. And this early detection is crucial for successful treatment of skin cancer.
Absolutely. It makes a huge difference in outcomes.
And this is just one example. Machine learning is also being used to speed up drug discovery by analyzing vast amounts of data to identify potential candidates.
So it's like accelerating the research process and potentially leading to the development of new life-saving medications much faster.
Exactly. It's revolutionizing the way we approach healthcare.
It's incredible. And I know healthcare is just one area where this technology is making waves. What about finance? I was reading about algorithms predicting stock market trends with crazy accuracy.
Yeah, that's another area where machine learning is having a huge impact. These algorithms can analyze vast amounts of financial data, including stock prices, economic indicators, news sentiment, and more to identify patterns and predict future market movements.
So it's like having a crystal ball, but backed by data and some serious computing power.
You could say that. It's not just about making money, though. It's also about managing risk and making smarter investment decisions.
Right. And I think that's where the real value lies, using this technology to make more informed decisions and potentially avoid costly mistakes.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about fraud detection.
Oh, yeah, that's right. AI can be used to spot fraudulent transactions before they even happen.
Exactly. Imagine an AI that can analyze millions of transactions in real time, flagging anything suspicious that might indicate fraudulent activity.
It's like having a super-powered security guard for your bank account.
That's a great analogy. These algorithms can detect subtle anomalies that might go unnoticed by humans, preventing huge financial losses for both businesses and individuals.
So we've got healthcare, finance, all these really complex fields where machine learning is having a huge impact. But what about our everyday lives? Is this something that the average person is interacting with on a daily basis?
Absolutely. Even if you don't realize it, you're probably interacting with machine learning all the time. Yeah. Think about personalized recommendations you get on streaming services or online stores.
Oh, yeah, like when Netflix suggests a new show or Amazon recommends a product you might like.
Exactly. That's machine learning at work, analyzing your past behavior, your preferences, your purchase history to suggest things you might enjoy.
So it's not just about making things more convenient, it's also about tailoring our experiences to our individual tastes.
Precisely. And this personalization is only going to become more sophisticated as machine learning algorithms continue to evolve.
Wow. It's amazing to think about how this technology is shaping the world around us in so many different ways.
It's a truly transformative technology with the potential to revolutionize almost every aspect of our lives.
It is. And, you know, with all this talk about AI and algorithms, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement. But we also need to be mindful of the potential downsides.
You're absolutely right. Like any powerful tool, machine learning has the potential for both good and bad. It's important to understand its limitations and address the ethical concerns that come with it.
Exactly. We need to make sure that this technology is used responsibly and for the benefit of all humankind.
I completely agree. We need to have those conversations now as this technology continues to advance.
Well said. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground already, but I think this is a good place to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment to delve deeper into some of the challenges and ethical considerations surrounding machine learning. So stay tuned.
Yeah, it's really important that we talk about that stuff too.
Right, because it's easy to get caught up in all the cool things, but there are some serious issues that we need to address.
Definitely.
So let's maybe start with one that they came up in a lot of our sources, this idea of job displacement. You know, people are worried that robots are going to take over all the jobs.
Yeah.
Is that a valid concern?
Well, it's certainly a concern that we need to take seriously. Automation powered by machine learning has the potential to disrupt certain industries and job sectors, particularly those involving repetitive or easily automated tasks.
Okay, so like factory workers, truck drivers, things like that.
Correct. Those are some of the jobs that could be most impacted. But, you know, it's not necessarily about jobs disappearing altogether.
Yeah.
It's more about jobs evolving.
So like new jobs will be created.
Precisely. The invention of the automobile led to job losses in the horse-drawn carriage industry, but it also created countless new jobs in manufacturing, transportation, and related fields.
Right. So it's about adaptation.
Exactly. And that's why reskilling and upskilling initiatives are going to be so crucial. We need to equip people with the skills they need to thrive in a future where AI is a major player.
So like teaching people how to code, how to work with AI systems?
Exactly. And also focusing on those uniquely human skills that AI can't replicate, things like creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, problem solving.
Right, because those are the things that will always be in demand.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's job displacement. But what about privacy? I mean, with all this data being collected and analyzed, are we at risk of losing our privacy?
Privacy is a huge concern, and it's something we need to address proactively. You know, those personalized experiences we talked about earlier, they rely on vast amounts of data about our preferences, habits, even our location.
Yeah, it feels like a bit of a trade-off.
Yeah.
You know, we get all this convenience and personalization, but at what cost?
Right, it's a delicate balance.
Right.
And that's why robust data protection measures are essential. We need clear regulations, transparency from companies about how they're using our data, and strong security measures to prevent breaches.
So like giving individuals more control over their own data.
Exactly. Individuals should have the ability to opt out of data collection if they choose, and they should know how their data is being used.
That makes sense. Transparency is key. Okay, so we've talked about some of the potential downsides, but let's shift gears a bit and talk about the future of machine learning. What are some of the exciting trends that are on the horizon?
Well, one area that I find really fascinating is what's called explainable AI, or XAI.
Explainable AI. Okay, I haven't heard that term before.
So right now, a lot of AI systems are like black boxes. We know they work, but we don't always understand how they arrive at their conclusions. XAI aims to make those decision-making processes more transparent and understandable to humans.
So it's about opening up the black box and seeing how the AI is actually thinking.
Exactly. It's about building trust and understanding, which is crucial as these systems become more integrated into our lives.
That makes a lot of sense. Because if we're going to be relying on AI to make important decisions, we need to be able to trust those decisions.
Absolutely.
So explainable AI, that's one trend. What else is out there?
Another exciting area is the convergence of AI with the Internet of Things, or IoT.
Ah, the Internet of Things.
Exactly. Imagine a world where your devices are not just connected, but intelligent learning from your behavior and anticipating your needs.
Okay, so we're talking like smart homes on steroids.
Pretty much. Your coffee maker starts brewing as you're waking up. Your car preheats itself before you leave for work, all without you lifting a finger.
Wow, that sounds pretty amazing. but also a little creepy.
I know it sounds futuristic, but it's closer than you think. And it's all about creating seamless and personalized experiences by connecting AI to the network of devices that surround us.
So it's like taking all those smart devices we have today and making them even smarter.
Exactly. And as these systems become more sophisticated, we need to be mindful of the privacy implications.
Right, because the more connected our devices are, the more data they're collecting about us.
And that's why privacy-preserving machine learning is a hot topic right now. Researchers are developing techniques that allow AI systems to learn from data without compromising individual privacy.
So it's about finding ways to use data for good without sacrificing our privacy.
Exactly. It's a tough challenge, but it's one that we need to address if we want to fully realize the potential of AI.
That makes sense.
Hmm.
Okay, so we've got explainable AI, we've got the Internet of Things. Anything else?
One more trend that I think is worth mentioning is collaborative AI, where humans and machines work together as partners.
So instead of robots replacing us, they're becoming our teammates.
Precisely. Think about surgeons using AI-powered tools to perform complex procedures with greater precision, or architects using AI to design buildings that are both aesthetically pleasing and energy efficient.
So it's about leveraging the strengths of both humans and AI?
Exactly. It's about creating a future where humans and machines work together to achieve amazing things.
I like that. A future of collaboration rather than competition.
Exactly.
This has been a fascinating conversation. I feel like we've covered a lot of ground, but I'm sure there's still so much more to learn about this amazing technology.
Absolutely. This is a field that's constantly evolving, and there are always new discoveries and breakthroughs on the horizon.
Yeah, it really feels like we're at a turning point with AI.
I think so, too. It's an exciting time to be alive, that's for sure.
It is. So we've talked about the benefits, the challenges, the future trends. But if there's one key takeaway that you want our listeners to remember from this deep dive, what would it be?
That's a good question. I think the most important thing is to approach machine learning with a sense of curiosity, but also with a critical eye.
Okay, so like don't just blindly accept everything you hear.
Exactly. Question things. Do your own research. And most importantly, think about the ethical implications of this technology.
Because it's powerful and it can be used for good or bad.
Right. It's up to us to shape the future of AI and make sure it's used responsibly for the benefit of all humankind.
So it's not about fearing the rise of the machines.
No, not at all. It's about embracing the possibilities while also being aware of the potential risks.
Well said. I think that's a great message to leave our listeners with.
And remember, the future of AI is not predetermined. It's something we create together.
I like that a lot. So to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of machine learning. We hope you found it informative and thought-provoking.
And we hope it inspires you to learn more and engage in this important conversation.
Absolutely. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you on our next deep dive.